Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast.
Today I have a buddy, Ray Bengo. He's a community manager for JavaScript, HTML, and CSS for Microsoft and a member of the jQuery project team. Ray's also editor of ScriptJunkie.com, which focuses on creating cross-browser web development articles and tutorials. Ray, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm here at the mothership right now. So I'm sitting in this little tiny office, and it's I have to say it's actually pretty chic. It's over in your neck of the woods, Jesse, because it's in developer guidance. And, you know, the offices over here are pretty posh.
Yes, and that's why they kicked me out of developer guidance and put me on the Windows phone team.
That's right. That's right. You recently switched over to the Windows phone team. And that actually must be an exciting time for you, though.
It is extremely exciting. And being on the Windows phone team is a whole interesting experience in itself because it's a big team and there's a real eagerness to share information. And it's been a blast. One of these days we'll sit down and we'll just talk about that because I'm totally blasted by it.
Well, you know, I wish you a lot, you know, obviously a lot of congratulations on the move and much success because Windows Phone is it's an exciting platform and a lot of things are shaking for it. So that's great.
Oh, well, you're a kind man. Now, you have done some amazing stuff. Let's just back up. When did you start at Microsoft?
I started in March of last year. So I've just completed my one-year anniversary at Microsoft. Obviously a couple months past that, and it's just been nonstop. It's been a whirlwind tour. It feels like just yesterday I was going through the new employee orientation, and I was just kicking off. I was just meeting you guys, and it's just been nonstop.
Well, I'll tell you my experience of it is that you came in, and I said, what's this guy going to do? And they said, well, he's going to deal with JavaScript. And I said, okay. And the next thing I knew was ScriptJunkie.com and all this incredible information. ScriptJunkie is an amazing site. I assume that you had all sorts of folks working with you on that because it's obviously well beyond any single human being, but you, I understand, are the guiding light behind it.
Well, I wish I could say that there was a big team behind it, but it's really myself who kind of creates the editorial direction for it, and Patrick O'Neill, who is my site manager, who is my right hand man, and he helps me get all the content up there. But the biggest contributors to it are obviously the community authors that are just fantastic, and we have some very very high profile people like Emily Lewis and Christian Howman and Robert Nyman who have all contributed to Script Junkie, and they're name brands or household names when it comes to JavaScript, HTML, CSS, and having them contribute to the site has just been awesome. They produce some really great articles.
Well, I had Elijah Manor on the show, and one of the primary resources that he mentioned as soon as we started talking about where to go to learn about JavaScript and learn about jQuery mm-hmm. was Script Junkie, and that kind of knocked me out given how new the site is.
Well, Elijah is one of the best authors that we've had on the site. The great thing about having Elijah write for Script Junkie is that he's so entrenched in the Microsoft community that he's able to get these developers who have a genuine interest in learning client-side development to come to Script Junkie and visit it because he has that strong following and people respect his opinion. So that's helped a lot in getting Microsoft developers who are interested in JavaScript and HTML and CSS to come to the site and learn a little bit more about these technologies. So Elijah's a great advocate.
How many people are regularly contributing at this point?
Regularly contributing, I'm going to say that I have about anywhere between 5 and 10 authors who contribute on a regular basis. It just varies. Right now, for example, we're in the summertime, so a lot of people are on vacation, so getting people to actually contribute articles has been a little difficult, but once summer's over and people are back in tune, then we have about 5 to 10 people who are writing articles on a pretty consistent basis.
And then you have a generalized community, participating community that's a good bit larger.
Well, the generalized community is just, they're there, they're reading articles, they're offering comments and feedback, they're interacting with the authors. So that's typically how the generalized community works. We've really just focused on producing good feature articles and spreading the words. And now most recently we launched a blog, the Script Junkie blog, which is just meant to give quick news bites to keep people up to date of what's happening in the industry and what are the cool new libraries, what are the cool new features coming out in HTML5, what's the things that they should be keeping an eye on. And it's not, we're trying to get away, at least in the blog, from doing full features, because because that's what Scripting is for. We want to give people a daily dose of information if we can. So that's where the blog comes in.
So I note on the main page of Script Junkie, there is a blurb on the right called the Script Junkie blog. And just to give folks a taste, the top two headlines are Expression Web 4 SP2 brings the jQuery goodness and interactive snapshot for debugging. That was one headline. And the second is new release of LabJS Script Leader improved chaining support, feature detection, debug mode, and more. So I do get the sense that this is sort of what's breaking in that will be of interest to the community.
Exactly. And it is what we're trying to do is make it so that the community can get a wide breadth of news and benefit not only from what we offer here at Microsoft, but also around the just basic technologies that are being developed around the globe. So we want to educate developers across.
Now, can you help with the understanding of the difference and the relationship between JavaScript and jQuery?
So sure, the JavaScript itself is the language that jQuery is built from, and JavaScript is a great language, and I actually recommend developers to become very savvy in understanding how to program in JavaScript. What jQuery has done, though, is abstracted a lot of the complexities of cross-browser development, especially when you're dealing with the document object model, what we call the DOM. And most developers, what they want to do is they want to enhance their application. Many aren't building full-scale JavaScript applications. They want to tweak certain things, so they want to grab an element, then maybe they want to reposition it, maybe they want to have a nice effect, or maybe they want to grab data from an element. jQuery makes that incredibly easy, and it does so in a way that is cross-browser, so the nuances between, let's say, Internet Explorer 6 and Firefox 3 and Opera and Chrome, whatever, and all these different browser versions, they get abstracted by jQuery so that you have a single API that just works. So a great example is, let's say you're doing the eventing model. Well, the eventing model in earlier versions of IE was different than what other browsers supported, which was more of the W3C standard. So jQuery has normalized that so that you can say something like, I don't know, you grab a DOM element, you say dot click, and that handles the click event. And it makes it very easy to bind events and not have to worry about the different nuances between the browsers.
So it sounds like it's moving JavaScript programming a lot closer to what I would associate with ASP programming, web forms programming.
I don't know if it does. It's I think the term that's constantly used to describe jQuery is it's more like a domain specific language, and it's just an abstraction. It's trying to make things a little bit easier. So it could in essence be something like, let's say, an ASP.NET where we're saying, hey, we have this library out here, and it's going to make your development of your web pages substantially easier because we do have things like WinForms. I'm not an expert in ASP.NET, but I'm assuming that's where you're going with. It's that WinForms helps to abstract some stuff out.
Yes, absolutely. And it's jQuery is also a level of abstraction. And it does sound like for a programmer like me, who is not necessarily a expert at the various browsers and the differences between the browsers, and who tends to think in terms of objects on the page and events against those objects, that jQuery would make that a more comfortable transition.
You hit it right on the head.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll move on. you are on the jQuery project team. What does that mean?
So the jQuery project team was formed. It seems like an eternity. I think it was about 6 years ago. And what we wanted to do was try to formalize the effort of building jQuery and coming out with new releases. And I was one of the first members to be brought on. And my role was to help kind of generate developer interest. So I was head of developer relations and going out there and beating the drum about jQuery and talking about the feature sets and the benefits of using the jQuery product, the jQuery library, talking to developers of all types, not only, let's say, developers who are building a website, but corporate developers that were actually using it internally. And I've done that since then, and I've continued to promote jQuery for the last 6 years, and it's been great. The jQuery library has definitely matured tremendously. One of the milestones that we recently reached was that we're used in more websites than Flash now, which is interesting. And it's just amazing how fast the library has grown.
I'm sorry, let me bring you back. You said you started working on jQuery and on that team 6 years ago. So that raises two questions. The first is, how did they find you? How did that come about that you were invited onto the team?
So what ended up happening was that I kept hearing about Ajax, and everybody was talking about Ajax and Ajax. And I was a server-side developer. I was working on with Adobe ColdFusion. And so I wanted to find out what this Ajax thing was. And I really thought it was some kind of newfangled technology. And when I looked at it, I was kind of surprised. I was like, oh, this is just JavaScript. And it was actually pretty enlightening. And so I started looking for libraries that would help me abstract a lot of those cross-browser complexities. I really didn't want to start digging into that. I wanted to have something that would let me be effective very quickly. And I went through evaluations on all the major libraries, including Dojo, Prototype, MooFX, which is kind of morphed into MooTools later on, OpenRico, MokiKit, all these major libraries. And I kept hearing about jQuery and jQuery and jQuery. So I looked at jQuery, and I'll never forget the first time I used it. It just made total sense. It was just something that I got. And I just joined the community and started helping out wherever I could and promoting it and talking to John Rezig. And eventually, when he wanted to formalize a team, I had already developed a pretty good relationship with him. He saw what I was doing, and he asked me to join.
Talk about being at the ground floor, the very beginning of something that has turned out to be, from everyone I speak to, pretty revolutionary in its impact.
I have to agree. It's amazing. You know, it floored me to see the growth of jQuery, to see how developers are so happy with what it provides, and just to see the benefits in productivity. That's the key thing. Developers just love it. And then I'll never forget when I was at Mix and I saw Microsoft, and this was Mix when literally last year when I started Microsoft, to see John Rezig on stage next to Scott Guthrie announcing that jQuery and Microsoft were, you know, kind of collaborating and they were going to be shipping jQuery and Visual Studio. That was a pretty big deal.
I agree, and it was a big deal in terms of jQuery. It was a big deal in terms of the reality and perception of Microsoft's commitment to dynamic languages and to some degree to open source.
That's right. That's right. There was a lot of effort behind it. I spent a lot of time with the team, and both internally at Microsoft and also on the jQuery team, just kind of getting everything, helping to get a lot of things coordinated and organized. And it was a really, really great experience. It was one of the happiest days I had.
That's a great thing. What were you doing just before you came to Microsoft?
So just before I came to Microsoft, I was with Mozilla Corporation, and I was their Firefox add-ons community manager. So I would help add-on developers with basically whatever they needed. They needed to understand what changes were coming in the API, or if there was discussions about monetization of their Firefox add-ons, or if there were just issues. That's kind of where my role fit.
So you've been a community guy for quite a while.
Absolutely. I have to say I've probably been a community guy for almost my whole entire development career, because even before joining Mozilla, I was a member of Team Allaire, which was the company who originally made ColdFusion. Before that, I was a member of Team Sybase. So think of MVPs. That's the best way to describe them. So Team Sybase and then Team PowerSoft. So yeah, I've been a big community guy for the products that I'm very passionate about for some time.
Tell me about your work in forming Script Junkie and what went into creating that site. How was the response within Microsoft and what was involved in getting that going?
It's interesting because when I was hired, you know, they kind of brought me in to help push Script Junkie along, but Script Junkie had already kicked off, and they had a bunch of articles already set, they had a bunch of videos already created, they had a name, they had a look and feel, and so I tweaked some things, and internally I think people were, there was some excitement, just people didn't know what to make of it because this was brand new territory. Here we are developing a site that really is vendor neutral. You know, we're not promoting a Microsoft set of technologies. We're saying, here's JavaScript, here's HTML and CSS. We're going to make our featured articles work across all browsers, and we just want to promote standards. So it was a very interesting change of pace. The reception externally was great. I think people trusted that I was going to do something really good, and that I would try to do my best to bring consistency and, I guess, a level of parity among the content so that we weren't just promoting, let's say, Microsoft technologies. We were doing something more, I don't know, even-keeled. And it's developed a pretty good readership. I'm very happy with the progress so far.
Now, do you run into any let me be blunt. Do you run into any suspicion, any caution in the field about Microsoft embracing and then doing something nefarious with JavaScript?
I haven't experienced that. I think a lot of developers will always look at Microsoft with a wary eye, but that has to do more with their pain points with IE6 more than anything else. And the feedback that I've received is that ever since IE9 has come out, developers are much happier with what Microsoft is producing. Up to that point, they've had a lot of pain. And rightfully so. The IE6, and mind you, IE6 was a great browser for its time, but obviously it's way past its time already, and that's why even at Microsoft we hope it kind of goes away. But developers have had that pain point, and so that's what's been carrying forward, that angst because of having to code for a browser that's 10 years old, and it doesn't work the way you really want it to. So with IE9, the developers were extremely excited. They're much happier with what they can produce. And then when we announced IE10, that was awesome. Developers were just all over that. They were very surprised by the increased delivery schedule.
Tell us about the difference between IE9 and IE10, especially from the perspective of a script programmer.
So in IE10, and they haven't announced every feature that's going to be in IE10, so it's kind of hard to discuss everything. But like there's some new features that they've added in there. Like for example, the drag and drop API. They talked about adding ES5 strict mode, ECMAScript strict mode, so you have better type validation, things like that. But the thing is that since it's still so early in the preview cycle, there hasn't been a lot for us to be able to cheer about right now. So like to go out there and say, oh, guess what, you can do this. So it's kind of hard to tell you what's out there. And not being part of the IE team.
Let me back you up then and ask you about IE9. What was it about IE9 that changed everything?
Well, I think the fact that they embraced standards. They looked at look at the amount of HTML5, CSS3 functionality that went in there. I mean, people were floored. The fact that you had HTML5 video and audio, the fact that you had Canvas support, 2D transforms. People were just astonished that this browser, which most of them thought was this archaic, non-modern thing, was all of a sudden embracing open standards and actually pushing, in some cases, pushing the envelope. I mean, the Chakra JavaScript engine, there were instances where it was as fast as all the other JavaScript engines, and in some cases, pushing everybody else to improve their engines. So it was great to see that IE was becoming a leader again, and people were looking at it and saying, wow, I can't believe the performance. Even just the GPU-accelerated functionality for Canvas, it just means that you're going to render Canvas substantially faster. So if you're building games using Canvas, the performance should be quite noticeable, the performance difference.
Let's say that because your enthusiasm is so infectious that I'm a developer or a developer wannabe or a developer who's not been working with JavaScript but has been doing other things, say working in C# or other areas, and I decide I really need to learn about this. This is for me. This sounds great. Sounds like things have really matured. There's jQuery now, and I corner you at a conference and I say, Ray, where do I start? How do I work my way through this material?
And which specific material? How do you learn JavaScript? How do you learn HTML5 and CSS3?
All of that. That's right. I want to become a killer.
Okay.
I want to become a killer web developer with open standards.
Right.
You know, basically the stuff that Script Junkie has to offer. How do I work my way through it? Where do I begin?
Gotcha. And that's a great question. And so obviously scriptjunkie.com is a site that I recommend to everybody because it has something for everybody. And we've leveled our articles from 100 to 400, with 100 being introductory material to 400 being like guru level. So every developer will get something out of it. And then if you're going to, depending on what you want to focus on, if you're going to be a JavaScript developer, well, there's a ton of books out there that are fantastic. A resource that I always recommend is eloquentjavascript.net, I believe it is, which has been turned into a book. And that's a great resource for learning new stuff. If you want to learn about HTML5, well, then you have a site like diveintohtml5.org, if I'm correct, which has also been turned into a book by O'Reilly. And so what I would basically recommend is to grab like JavaScript as a definitive guide, or grab Eloquent JavaScript and just start reading through it. I actually did a blog post on my blog that talks about the books that I feel are great for getting up to speed on JavaScript. And in terms of HTML5, again, grab a good book or go to diveintohtml5.org and start understanding how the new HTML5 elements work, how the JavaScript API elements or the JavaScript API functions, so you can start taking advantage of it. And then look at sites out there. There's plenty of sites. Like Microsoft does provide beautyoftheweb.com and the IE test drive site, which shows you cross-browser enabled demos of HTML5 JavaScript technologies.
And you mentioned your blog. What is the URL for your blog?
Sure, it's blog.raybango.com, and that's Ray spelled with an E, not an A.
Okay, that's great. We'll put a link to that and to Script Junkie on the page for this podcast and any other links that you think we should have. What else should we know about JavaScript and Script Junkie?
I think that many developers are leveraging jQuery, which is fantastic, but don't solely rely on jQuery. You need to learn the underlying language. You need to learn JavaScript to be a really good, effective developer. jQuery will take you a good part of the way, but when you want to do something more advanced, if you don't understand the language, you're going to be really hindered. So take the time to either take a course, whether it's an online course, whether it's sitting in a classroom, or just get a good book like Nicholas Zaka's Professional JavaScript for Web Developers, which is a fantastic book. Get that book and start learning the language and start programming in the language. So that way you can push jQuery to the next level.